You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Voice call services of popular apps like WhatsApp, Signal, Google Meet, Skype, FaceTime, Viber, among others, are likely to come under government regulation. Messaging may be left untouched as it is already being regulated under the intermediary rules, which came into force from May 26, 2021. Last week, the Department of Telecommunications sent a reference to the Telecom Regulatory Authority of India, seeking its recommendations on a framework for regulating internet calls by such apps. Officials said that final rules in this regard will be made after receiving TRAI's recommendations. Moving on from flat discounts, zero down payment to cashbacks and free accessories, two-wheeler companies and dealers are pinning their hopes on the festive season to keep their demand momentum going. The demand, which has been poor in the last few years due to the high cost of ownership, has seen some improvement in the past few months. Hero MotoCorp, the country's largest two-wheeler maker, is offering 2,000 to 4,000 rupee discount on its scooters and certain motorcycle models, including the Xtreme, Super Splendor and HF series. Honda Motorcycle and Scooter India, the country's second largest two-wheeler maker, is giving away a Rs 5,000 cashback in addition to a no-cost EMI on its range. Meanwhile, the centre will not factor in any potential inflows from the listing of certain categories of government securities on overseas bond indices when it finalises its borrowing calendar for the second half of this fiscal later this month, an official source told FE. This indicates the much-awaited listing of G-Sec on global bond indices is unlikely to take place in 2022, if not in FY23. JP Morgan reportedly began fresh talks with investors recently about adding India to its emerging market index. This raised expectations of an imminent listing of the country's securities. In March, the government announced its plan to borrow Rs 8.45 trillion from the market through dated securities in the first half of FY23. It has pegged FY23 gross market borrowing at Rs 14.31 trillion. Morgan Stanley last year estimated that $40 billion would flow into Indian government bonds after the inclusion into two of the three global indices, Bloomberg Global Aggregate Index and JPMGBI EM Global Diversified Index. In another development, Cyrus Bemis 354, former chairman of Tata Sons, was killed in a road accident on Sunday in Palghar district, Maharashtra. The accident took place at around 3:15 p.m. when the 2018 Mercedes-Benz GLS, in which he was travelling with three others, hit a divider. Police said the other persons in the car were renowned Mumbai gynecologist Dr. Anaitha Pandole and her husband Darius Pandole, who are undergoing treatment at a hospital at Vapi and were reported to be out of danger. However, Darius's brother Jahangir Pandole, the third occupant in the car, died in the accident that took place on a bridge on the Surya River. Now some news related to 5G. As Reliance Jio completes 6 years of operations on Monday, the company is set to once again take a lead in the next digital transition from 4G to 5G. Come Diwali, Jio will become the only telecom operator to launch standalone 5G services with no fallback on 4G infrastructure, which will provide hyperspeed, low latency and high capacity. As is known, Jio's launch of 4G services on September 5, 2016 led to a major shift in the industry's tariff structure, which not only led to a jump in overall subscriber base, but also led to a surge in data usage. In a separate development, the government is considering a slew of proposals to revamp the Pradhan Mantri Fasal Bima Yojana from crop year 2023-24, following a sharp drop in claims to premium ratio, rise in premium rates, pushing subsidy liability of the government. Sources told FE that consultations with all the stakeholders are currently in progress and the revamped PMFBY will help widen the crop insurance cover for farmers. Among the likely changes are a higher claim premium cap of 130% from 110%. Now, a move aimed at infusing fresh life into the scheme. Under this model, the insurance companies would have to pay the claims between 60 to 130% of the gross premium. If the claims are below 60% of gross premium, the insurers will pay the excess premium amount collected to the government, and for claims exceeding 130% of premium, the government would compensate the companies. Lastly, Indian equity markets are expected to open in the red as trends in the SGX Nifty ahead of today's session hint at a negative opening for NSE Nifty 50. In the previous session, domestic indices ended mixed as the BSE Sensex closed 37 points up at 58,803, while Nifty declined 3 points to end at 17,540. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.